Zippy visits wheat farmers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
I'd say right now we're right at break even. There's not going to be any money made at it. I'll cover my expenses, but I won't make anything on it. It won't pay me back. All my holdover wheat was sold last year, and I'd done fairly well. Most of that went for $5 a bushel, and that doesn't sound really good, but in last year's market, that was good. This year's market, I'd be tickled pump pink to get 4.25 consistently, but I did lock in a contract for 4.25 2 weeks ago.
Those words come from Gem County wheat farmer Danny Walton, summarizing the status of his wheat crop, past and present. Danny spoke with us during a visit from American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval. I asked Danny how he felt about the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation making a visit to Idaho farmers.
It's nice that we're recognized as a state that has a lot to offer agricultural-wise. We have a lot of very forward-thinking farmers in ag in this area, a lot of diversity in this area that they don't have anywhere else in the world. For them to understand what we go through here versus what they do in areas where they don't irrigate, where they don't fight the cold in the wintertime and the hot in the summertime, we go both extremes. I hope they understand that we support what they're doing, and we need their support in what we're doing. And I hope people recognize that he's a man that should have some influence, and hopefully that he uses that influence to make the decisions that allow us to stay doing what we're doing, being able to provide a good, wholesome living and provide a good food source for the American public that's safe and something that they can know will be there for a long time.
Couldn't have said that better.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.